Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Well, it seems a political duel is growing between Governor Gavin Newsom and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis.
Yeah, Newsom is challenging DeSantis to a debate and says he's treating migrants like pawns. DeSantis not backing down after flying dozens of migrants unannounced to Martha's Vineyard.
Governor Newsom did not mince words. He called Governor Ron DeSantis' actions a disgrace. DeSantis, meanwhile, says Democrats' reaction is pure hypocrisy.
Thank you all so much. What a super Tuesday.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
The governor of California sent a letter to the Department of Justice saying you need to prosecute Texas and Florida governors. And all I can say is I think his hair gel is interfering with his brain function.
Governor Newsom responded by a tweet saying, "Hey, Governor Ron DeSantis, clearly you're struggling, distracted and busy playing politics with people's lives. Since you only have one overriding need, attention, let's take this up and debate. I'll bring my hair gel. You bring your hairspray. Name the time before Election Day."
Those migrants are used as pawns to humiliate and dehumanize. What Ron DeSantis is doing is a disgrace. It's almost monstrous.
It's bring people together, and that's what we always do in the Democratic Party.
That's right. That's what Democrats do. They bring people together. Newsom, quote, "I worry about Ron DeSantis." Come on there, Newsom Leaney. You're not supposed to let them see you sweat. You need to stop sweating in public. It only makes the fact that your mother-in-law uprooted from your infested state even more the worse. He needs to calm down. Relax there, Gabby baby. Let the hair speak. Come on. Newsom, he attended his yearly physician checkup. This really didn't make much news. The results, I mean, for a man in his mid-50s, he's doing well. Except for TCDS, RDDS, and of course TDS, and some kindergarten PTSD were detected in him. TCDS is Tucker Carlson derangement syndrome. His RDDS is Ron DeSantis syndrome. Of course, TDS is Trump derangement syndrome. And he thinks DeSantis is a bully. So the doctor threw in some kindergarten deranged syndrome over the governor displaying here, right? He's calling DeSantis a bully. He's calling out Tucker Carlson. He's calling out Ron DeSantis. Why isn't he sitting at his desk worried about Fresno, Bakersfield, Smell A, San Diego, Sacramento, Chico, the Bay? Why not? I'm sorry, Visalia. I'm sorry, Modesto. Why didn't he worry about California? He even traveled to Texas over the weekend. He was speaking at the Texas Tribune Festival in Austin. That's the one where Rhino Liz Cheney came off the tundra out there grazing and came in and spoke. And so Newsom and Liz Cheney were at the same event. I think Newsom's running for president. That's why he's in Texas on the weekend. Come on, man. He's short timer. He's got a short timer attitude. He know he's already won here. He already has a stellar record, right?
No state took bolder steps to protect public health and human life over the last 2 years.
All right. Here's what he said at the Texas Tribune Festival in Austin, Texas. Again, why is he there? Again, why is Mayor Dyer over in Vienna trying to find out about housing? You know, they like to travel, man. They like to get out. Newsom said, quote, "I worry about Trump. I worry about Trumpism. I worry more about Tucker Carlson. I worry about Ron DeSantis. He's a bully." End of quote. Why is he calling Ron DeSantis a bully? Well, of course he didn't, you know, want kindergartners learning about hairy leg men in Victoria's Secret panties. That's a given. That's the one reason he calls him a bully. Then he goes into the Special Olympics. This is how smug they are. This is what Newsom said about DeSantis, that, quote, he threatens the Special Olympics with $27 million in fines. Newsom said, who does that? What he didn't explain, and the reason why his in-laws moved to Florida and gave money to a DeSantis PAC, is that the DeSantis administration in Florida stood up against the vaccine mandate requirement that would not let any Special Olympic athlete participate if they didn't have the vaccine. So the fact he had a freedom state, the reason why people are fleeing California, the reason why California lost a seat in Congress, the reason why, again, his in-laws moved to Florida. That's the reason why he's mad. He's not even mad at DeSantis. He's mad at his in-laws. Made him look bad. You know that. You know he sat in there in his bedroom with his wife at night and said, you got to talk your mom and dad out of doing this. You know what this will make this look like for me? You know how this would affect us? You know how this will affect you becoming the first lady of the United States? You know those conversations happen when his in-laws up and moved. You know this is going to come out to the public? Well, it's out to the public. And now that's why he's calling him a bully. He's taking it all out on the governor of his in-laws because they moved there. But with the Special Olympics, DeSantis said, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to make these Special Olympic athletes, some of them that have medical issues, even compounded on with this experimental mRNA vaccine injection. And I applaud him for that. But Newsom's going to call him out for that. DeSantis said at the time, to do this to the Special Olympians, to me, was just totally wrong. So we're going forward. It's going to be a fun event. And you know what happened when DeSantis stood up? The Special Olympics dropped the vaccine requirement. See, if you stand up, if you need a reminder, this is why we fight. Special Olympics. You know what it brought me back to? Brought me back to a new young president who at the time was on the Jay Leno show. And got in trouble for this comment.
Are they going to put a basketball? I imagine the bowling alley has been just burned and closed down.
No. I've been practicing
bowling.
Really? I bowled a 129.
That's very good. Yeah. Oh, that's very good, Mr.
This
President.
This is like Special Olympics. It's like,
that's very good.
Listen. I'm making progress on the bowling.
All right. Did you hear what he said? His bowling score of 129. He said it's like Special Olympics or something, making fun of mentally challenged athletes. That's what he did. Yeah.
This is like Special Olympics. It's like,
He had to apologize officially for that. That was still, that would have been like 2009, 2010 right there. Well, I guess he learned. He learned. He couldn't say that. But there you go. Newsom mad at DeSantis. You know who's mad at Newsom? You think it's DeSantis? No. It's Assemblyman Joaquin Arambula. Here we go. Newsom on a bill signing and bill voting, vetoing marathon. This AB 2550, authored by Joaquin Arambula, Democrat here from the Valley, Fresno. It would have required the California Air Resource Board to intervene if the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District failed to meet certain federal air standards. In his veto message, Newsom said his administration is committed that the local air board is on the right path. He said, Arambula said here, I'm deeply disappointed that Newsom vetoed my bill. Especially since he's a champion in the battle against climate change. Arambula said Fresno County residents breathe the dirtiest air in the nation. The move didn't go well with environmental cult members across the state. Newsom vetoing that, we got to start looking at what he's actually vetoing that. In the past, that might seem like something that he would have gone along with. Maybe he sees the writing on the wall and wants to maybe get away from the Green New Deal if he wants to be president of the United States. We got to watch what he starts to do. Newsom vetoed AB 1078 by Assemblyman Jim Patterson. It would have extended a requirement to include solar on homes rebuilt because of the 2020 wildfires. This kind of surprised me. Republican Assemblyman Jim Patterson, a requirement by the government on private business and private homeowner choice? Patterson. That's kind of electric vehicle of him, I would see. That kind of surprised me. But Newsom anyhow vetoed it. Newsom talked about the concept. He said, well, I applaud it, but it would increase homeowner energy costs at a time when homeowners are facing rising electric rates and bills. So if Newsom sees that it would bring costs to homeowners, additional cost, why would Patterson not have seen that it would bring additional cost? Okay, we'd see maybe who was behind that there. Newsom signed a bill that would remove the word squaw from all the geographic places in California. Well, I guess he deserved a vacation in Texas. He's been busy at his desk signing his name or not signing his name. But the people in Squaw Valley, a lot of them are upset that it didn't happen. Well, I think maybe even more people outside of it that are pushing this movement. It's still under further department review from the Department of the Interior. They said they didn't give the people that lived up there a chance at all to even talk about this. Now, not to be confused with Squaw Valley Ski Resort, where the Olympics were held. That's already been renamed last year to Palisades Tahoe. So that's the... that's a new name. I signed a petition at Clovis Fest this weekend against the fast food regulation. You know, government, stay out of private businesses, please. We don't need you. This is capitalism. You come in and you mess it up. Well, the fast food regulation, it looks like it's going to head to ballot, see if they get enough signatures for this to get it on there. Fast food organization has backed this as well. What did you just show me, Agent Squire? Show me something about, was it Chipotle going to put a chip thing in where a robotic chip maker, so they don't have to pay people $22 an hour so that the burrito doesn't become $23, you know, per person. This on Labor Day, Newsom signed this highest priority bill, he said it, for the unions. A 10-member fast food council that's going to regulate workers' wages to as high as $22 an hour with cost of living adjustment after. He said, Newsom says it's going to empower our workers. What does that sound a little bit like, empowering the workers? Power to the people, right? Well, when I close my eyes and open my ears, I hear something like this, right? Power to the workers. Many don't understand because most of us don't remember the 1920s and the 1930s. Socialism, communism, it was a big part of unions in America. Madison Square Garden, right before the start of World War II, the American Nazis held a big, huge rally with Nazi swastikas and American flags. But socialism and communism has been a big part of the unions and the riots that we had as well. Now it's just a big part of government. You know, maybe Joseph McCarthy and RFK were right, right? The communists were in Hollywood. Now they're in government. They've worked all their way here, and they're going to tell businesses what they should pay their employees. And why just go pick that industry? Why that industry? There's so many other industries. Oh, they'll be moving on to those. Yeah, that's true. They'll have until December 4th to submit 623,000 signatures to get the referendum on the 2024 ballot. Now, does anybody think this is strange? And think about this with the aspects in the future of him becoming president. Newsom voted legislation, Newsom vetoed it, that would have required children to attend kindergarten. So that almost seems like something he would want control-wise, right? He said it would have been mandatory that you have to go to kindergarten. So what does Newsom cite the reason why? Well, he said it's going to cost too much, about $268 million a year. He said that's not accounted for in the California budget. I guess the $28 billion a year that we spend on illegal aliens here cost us. I guess they factor that into the budget. Well, yeah, I'm glad they didn't do that control. Mandatory. Kindergarten enrollment in California has already dropped. Ready? From the 2020-21 academic year, it's dropped 12%. That means 12% of the parents said, nah, we're not going to send them to kindergarten. That's according to the State Department of Education. I wonder, out of those 12% that decided not even to send them to kindergarten, are they not going to send them to first grade and second grade? Maybe they found alternative choices like homeschooling or some other charter school organization out there that they're going to do. And finally here, Newsom signed two new bills to make it harder to steal and sell catalytic converters because the metals are valuable. We even had some of our, before we got additional security out there, we even had some ours stolen in the parking lot here. Businesses have had this happen all over the place, and it can be sold as scrap. And Senate Bill 1087 makes it illegal to buy parts from anyone other than licensed auto dismantlers or dealers. Newsom said, quote, those that broker, those middlemen who pay top dollar for stolen parts, you take away the market for stolen goods, you can help cut down on stealing. It's not much more complicated than that, he said. Yeah, just like he said, you take away the black market marijuana thing and nobody will. Yeah, come on, dude. How about going after the thieves, you moron? Hey, we need a new California law. You get stealing a catalytic converter, 5 years in jail. The middlemen, the brokers out there, if you report somebody coming in with stolen catalytic converter precious metals, we'll give you a $500 reward from the state if you turn them in. Make a law, try and sell it, 5 years in jail. Middlemen, brokers will give you an incentive, $500, if you report them. And that $500 is recovered by making the thieves make like license plates in prison for free. We don't even pay them their dollar an hour or whatever we do, right? That's a law that you sign into effect. Hey, these laws are not going to do a single thing. But watch everything Newsom does from now on. It will be based around his presidential goals of 2024.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Youth. You don't realize it when you're youthful, what a precious gift that youth actually is. And especially that young adult youth time, like, I don't know, 18 to 25, you know, and then your insurance drops at 26. If you're a male, they say you finally grew up. You got to start acting responsible. You know, that 18 to 25 thing, you can get away with more by, he did what? He did blank, 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 comma, but he's still young. You know, you can still tag stupid stuff with, but he's still young, still got recovery time. Yeah, it's supposed to be your most hopeful time out there. The director of Human Flourishing Program at Harvard University. Yes, they have one of those at Harvard. What do you teach? Human flourishing. What's that mean? To be happy. Okay. He conducted a study about finding, he looked at the overall well-being of 18 to 25-year-olds from the year 2000, and then did it just here in January of 2022. He said it's pretty striking and pretty disturbing. He said young American adults are miserable. This is from Harvard. He said, it's not hard to sympathize with Generation Z. They've been the first fully indoctrinated into today's anti-religious identity politics society. Yeah, what a filthy indoctrination to have had to grow up under. And a lot of these adults haven't truly grown up. And, you know, every generation looks back at the younger people and goes, well, we're better and look how they're acting. I mean, throughout time, right? But this is literally, this is upside down craziness. If you needed any more confirmation that the left is trying to normalize insanity in our society, this lady obviously had some mental issues here, but she was walking around Walmart shopping normal, looked to be in her mid-20s to late-20s, I guess, kind of had on a little girl backpack that didn't look age-appropriate. You know, the liberal look, that kind of downtrodden, I'm depressed, my hair's all, you know, let's just say that she didn't try and pretty her.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yourself up a little. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm just gonna leave it at that. And I feel sorry for her because she claims here at least that she says that she had been raped recently, and I guess her and this guy, she cut in line at Walmart, and he said something to, hey, did you see me here or something? And her reaction to this, don't worry, Agent Squires, I listened closely and I edited because she had some obscenities. But can you imagine being in Walmart, and maybe it's just her reaction is why Walmart just didn't remove her immediately. That's what I would have done. Ma'am, you need to leave. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Listen.
I didn't touch you, ma'am.
I just raped not that long ago, and I can't stand another man touching me.
Well, no one did that.
It's okay.
Is this a prank?
He won't go away.
I need to leave?
No, just walk away.
We'll take you to the next
I still got, okay. She threw some of my stuff.
Okay, we'll just take you to another room.
Ah, hell if I know. I'm so sorry.
No, you're not sorry.
She wasn't sorry when she cut in line.
I didn't see you.
To make it. Oh, I just asked her if she saw anyone in line.
Just go.
That's an adult.
You're making it live.
Let's just walk up.
I'm just talking.
Walk up to say, walk with Chris. Walk with Chris. Yeah.
Just to calm everything down.
Excuse me, where's the Diet Pepsi? Can you imagine that happening in a Walmart? That has that scream right there. That's somehow originating in hell, isn't it? That was that's a horror movie demonic scream right there. I mean, that's not just.
I'm premenopausal.
I know.
How dare you?
I know. Maybe it was, I don't know what that lady, but can you imagine that happening? But that's happening all over America. People are losing their minds. You had about 100 youth storm a store in Philadelphia and tear it up. Speaking of people misbehaving in public, Mr. Oops, I shouldn't have said my bowling score was Special Olympics Obama. Seems like he still hasn't learned anything. While the First Lady was at her induction into the National Women's Hall of Fame, wouldn't you think that might be something that the dad and the kids would go to see mom inducted? Maybe they win so many awards, it's not a big deal. But Barack spent a night out on the other side of the country in Santa Monica with his girls. They went to this restaurant. My BizPack review said the restaurant charges as much as $50 for an 8-piece sushi roll. You're a sushi eater in there. That's pretty pricey, right? Yeah, that's a pricey one. They were filmed getting into the Secret Service SUV that had been occupying two handicapped spots outside the restaurant. Secret Service SUV just right over it. Doesn't care. We are the elite. We are the equestrians. We ride horses. You are the pedestrians. You're the peasants. You walk. See, when you're an equestrian, when you're an elite, yeah, you just park your horse right over the handicapped spot for a couple hours. Why? Well, French Laundry. Come on, it's easy. Don't you understand that? If you're tired of it, man, you got to fight the power. Speaking of fighting, our military, all the armed services out there, they need to go out and recruit people that are willing to put their life on the line. And even more importantly, we hope, saving their own life and killing enemies. Killing. Why nobody wants to join the military. This is another adverse reaction to the communist Democrats. Healthy, smart, young Americans are saying, no thanks, woke Biden. This is a national defense issue that's been created by the Democratic Party. On display next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. You're listening to the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Man, when your former press secretary from the White House comes out just a few months after leaving the gig and says, well, let the voters judge my former boss, Democrats are toast. Listen to what Saki Tuyasaki came out and said.
Yeah, look, I think that Democrats, if the election is about who is the most extreme, as we saw, you know, Kevin McCarthy touch on there with Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'll say her name, sitting over his left side, then they're going to win. Mm-hmm. If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose, and they know that.
Now, referendum on the president, they will lose, and they know that. It is going to be a referendum on the president. As much as they want to say MAGA Republican this, MAGA Republican that, they have nothing good, and believe me, the voters can see that and know that. And just the standing of our country around the world is just is truly embarrassing, and I don't believe anything that comes out of this man's mouth.
When the Lord says, whom shall I send? Who shall go for us? American military has been answering for a long time. Here I am, Lord, send me.
Well, Americans are answering, as you and the commander-in-chief, is, nah, I'm not going to sign up right now. They're having real recruitment issues. This is a national security threat. And why does somebody want to join the military with the numbers way down low? Because the sign-on bonuses are at an all-time high. It's not hard. It's not hard to figure out. Most combat Army troops come from Republican and conservative backgrounds. That's just a fact. You got a, you know, a weaponized military, DOJ, FBI, CIA, who knows what else. But they were targeting conservatives. You really expect a conservative from Oklahoma City or from Tulare to want to join when you're telling them their political beliefs are extremist and you're a terrorist? Yeah, let me go sign up. That sounds like a good job. Yeah. Let me sign up and then be quiet about my beliefs about America, God, the family, the Constitution, my faith. Now, you're in a woke military. So you got to sit there, which should be an environment of alpha males that are being trained to kill other human beings. That's the job description. And everything else around the killing of other human beings is support staff for those that kill other human beings. This wokeism has no place in the military. I mean, it's war is deadly. They got to be focused on their job, not on this Marxist crap. And, you know, George W. and Dick Cheney, they lied about weapons of mass destruction. And, you know, you think about it, if you were of that age then, you were like, say, 30 then, and you're 50 now, you might recommend your 18-year-old not join up because you don't trust the government. There's a lot that goes into play with new recruitment. And if you think about it, I mean, you know, these communist Democrats have spent the last four, five, six, seven, 8 years telling us how bad America is, how bad military is, Colin Kaepernick, the NFL, the hands up, don't shoot, go after law enforcement. Life is so unfair in America. Get rid of your toxic masculinity. If you're of this political persuasion, you're a racist. You really want to go sign up and risk your life for somebody that's telling you that? It's real obvious why recruitment is down. And, you know, there's a lot of parents now that might even been in the military 20 years ago when they didn't have to hear things like that. And to hear how woke it's gotten, man, you're insane if you think that these veterans are telling their kids to go sign up. Now, if you have, I'm not saying you're wrong. Not at all. And if you're planning a military life, it's still good. This is the upper echelon. But believe me, I know firsthand it's worked its way down the ranks, this wokeness. And they're following orders. That's what the military does. So whoever's at the top, if they say, wake up in the morning and sound like a rooster. Well, everybody's got to wake up in the morning and cock-a-doodle-doo going, do we really have to do this? Yes, they told us to. We don't need to ever have a military that at some point of the chain of command goes, nah, I'm not listening to that. That's when you have failure. That's when you have coups. No, we don't need that. So I understand why those throughout the ranks are going, okay, I got to do this presentation. The pronouns are Z, Zer, Z, you know, they're going, what am I doing? But they've already put in a decade, 12, 15 years. They're like, this is my life. This is what I do. A retired Lieutenant General Thomas Spohr is his name. He no longer has to, he's not on the thumb of the Pentagon or the military justice code that they have. He's free to speak. He works at the Heritage Foundation now. He was in the Army for more than 36 years. He had tours with the 82nd Airborne, 1st Armored Division. He's just, this guy's done a few things. He said the greatest threat that he and his colleagues see by far is the weakening of the fabric by radical progressives. In a word, he said wokeness. And it's all through it. He listed one example after another, even down to operational readiness. He said back in 2015, the Secretary of Navy rejected a Marine Corps study. The Marine Corps study said gender-integrated combat units, meaning men, women. And in 2015, that just meant men and women. We didn't have 100 genders. They said gender-integrated combat units did not move as quickly or shoot as accurately, and that women were twice as likely as men to suffer combat injuries. But that didn't go along with what the Obama administration was doing. So we're just ignoring readiness. It's like saying, the football team we had out on the field advanced the ball a lot quicker and faster and scored on the opponent than when we had a mixed male-female football team out there. It took them a little longer to score. Actually, they got intercepted a few times, and, you know, some people got hurt. That's what that combat study showed right there. But they ignore it. It's common sense. I see it on patrol live when I watch. We got a great sheriff, Margaret Mims. I'm not trying to upset female law enforcement, but it is a fact, a matter of fact, that you see the female officers get out and they get into an altercation and they're overpowered many times. They, you know, got to go to the taser. They don't go to the taser quick enough, in my opinion. I saw one where they were trying to, she was trying to take down this man. And he was winning, and people got out of their cars, civilians did, to come over and help and assist. And not to say that they're not smart, not talented. If you're a man, I don't think you need to be of small stature to be taken down. I think there needs to be just like a lineman for an NFL or college or any football team. That's what it needs to be. I firmly believe that, whether it's law enforcement or whether it's the military. And the fact that people are hesitant to say that about military and law enforcement, but not at all about football. It makes the same sense. If you want to win at the end, you got to have the force and you got to have the strength. and now with the military currently. Come on.
Honesty, decency, hope, leaving nobody behind.
Yeah. All the racial components of wokeism. Now we got the new Biden team in there. They actually recommend, Biden's naval operation chief recommended the socialist book, Ibram Kendi's How to Be an Anti-Racist, that says capitalism is racist. To be an anti-racist, you got to be anti-capitalist. And they're doing all this work with our tax dollars. One training slide at West Point reads, quote, in order to understand racial inequality and slavery, it's first necessary to address whiteness. Isn't that what you need in the foxhole? Isn't that just what the military needs? Racial divide, right? That, my friends, is why they're not signing up for the military. Hopefully we can change that here very soon. And if I could only trust autonomous driving, I mean, letting go of the wheel, I just saw the car of my future, the Volkswagen Gen Travel. I can sleep in it as it moves down the road. Even George Jetson, he didn't think of this new car. I'm going to tell you what Volkswagen has designed next.
This is the Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk. The Trevor Carey Show on the Valley's Power Talk.
Hey, tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Sasha Stone on. Maybe you heard her last week. She was on Glenn Beck's morning show. Agent Squires heard her, turned me on to her. We reached out. She's going to come on. And actually, Breitbart has part one of their interview with her. Why is she being interviewed? She is a major Democrat mover and shaker out there who said, no more, not going to go along with this. So we're going to talk to Sasha tomorrow on the show at 3:30. When Biden took office, inflation was 1.4%. Gas was $2.39 nationwide. Today, inflation 8.3%. Gas nationwide $3.73. Boy, $3.73. Where's that? Pull me up. I did see my first driving, fully self-driving Volkswagen that I went, wow, that is, I mean, it looks like a futuristic Matchbox car. That's really kind of what it looks like, right? That's it. But what it grabbed me here is it allows you to work, eat, and sleep. And sleep, yeah, this is. And I just drove from Fresno to Great Falls in one swoop. I'll never do that again. But long drives, man, you could just, if I could let go of the wheel, which I can't, but if I were, maybe you could medicate me and I could go out. Imagine just if it totally could trust something like that, right? To go to sleep and wake up when you land. Not land, drive up. That's awesome. That's like having a, it's almost like a, well, not that driving is like a surgery, but I'm going to count from 10 backwards and you'll fall asleep and you wake up and everything was done. Like you wake up and there you are. That's this interior, they said, is customizable, offering configurations for working, eating, and sleeping. I could just show prep in my car, be an office. You know what? I don't need a house. I could live in this Volkswagen. It said the fully self-driving car setup has a conference layout with four seats, a large center table where you can work and eat. The dynamic lighting helps passengers avoid motion sickness. I didn't think of that. I'm always in the front seat driving because I have a phobia that's being discussed in counseling. Where I'm the only, I got to be in control. But even as a kid, and my younger brother used to say I was faking it to sit up front. But, you know, the 70s, 80s cars, you could sit three people up front, the bench seating thing like that. I got to sit up front because I got car sick in the back. They said that they have the lighting on this that avoids motion sickness. So sometimes sitting backwards and seeing it whiz by backwards can make some people sick. Remember the station wagons with the back seat? I remember, yeah, we had one of those flipped up. We loved to ride back there. You can make faces at cars behind you. Yeah, that was the place to be back there. They said the four chairs can convert into two flat-lying beds. It actually looks comfortable. They said the lighting within this induces melatonin release for better rest. With traveling with the family, they can entertain children in the front seats, they said, with the video, audio section that's all set up in there. Man, that sounds great. No disco ball, but I'm sure you could get one installed. Sounds perfect, except you got to dig up 500,000 pounds of the Earth's crust. Oh, that's right. It's electric. Yeah, okay. Oh, I was all excited about it. Wow, I'll tell you. Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow, Sasha Stone. I'm going to go home and either read or listen. I didn't see on there that interview that she did with Breitbart. If you want to do a little homework of your own. Maybe it's somebody, you got somebody lost in your life, a lost liberal out there, right? You can say, don't believe me, listen to Sasha, right? Hey, enjoy your Super Tuesday night. Thanks to Agent Squires, God willing. We'll be back tomorrow at 3 to do it. John Girardi, he's coming up next. Good night.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to, has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.